Sports story this morning, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is with us, the Takeaway Sports contributor. 2003, boy, that was a year of incredible success for the Boston Red Sox. The curse was over. And you hear it here in these 10 seconds from David Ortiz hitting it deep.
Yes, and it's gone. Second home run of 2009 for David Ortiz. Oh, what a welcome sight for Red Sox Nation. Big Poppy's gone deep.
Big Poppy has struggled in 2009, but back in 2003, he helped win the pennant along with Manny Ramirez. Yet now, allegations that both of them are part of the steroids controversy. We know Manny Ramirez was, but the fact that it happened in 2003 and might have contributed to the Boston Red Sox victory, that's a big deal. Ibrahim, explain.
The New York Times headline basically says, Red Sox fans stand by Ortiz. And when you have a guy like David Ortiz who steps into the batter's box, Big Poppy, he's huge, he's strong, and when he hits that bat in a clutch situation, he makes the ball go a long, long way. The Red Sox fans are never going to turn away from him, but it does taint the 2004 and 2007 World Series.
And does it explain that Big Poppy has been struggling this year, that maybe if he's off steroids, he's off his game?
I think a lot of folks were looking at that in the beginning of the season saying, what's going on with Big Poppy? And it was, you know, maybe he's old, maybe he doesn't have it anymore, maybe his knees are done, maybe whatever it was. But now we know that it might be a little bit just that maybe he decided to get off of it. But this doesn't mince the fact that actually players have a natural talent. And it's not the steroids that make you better, but steroids do make you recover better.
Well, the deep baseball story here before we go is really that these allegations come from that list, the notorious
Correct.
List that the Players Association had as a secret list that they actually tested the players. And from this list, we learned that A-Rod was actually a steroid user, and that was Selena Roberts' big, huge story in Sports Illustrated. Where is this list now? Why wasn't it destroyed? It was supposed to be. Are we going to continue to hear these allegations?
There's definitely a leak, and the list of 104 we're still going to continue to get a trickle of this leak, and it's going to be a rolling sort of scandal until they finally decide to shut it down or to just, you know, let it be known who's on that list.
Well, Manny Ramirez, of course, did his time. He's back playing. Ortiz, anything happened to him at this point before we go?
Well, I mean, Ortiz himself, he said, I think in the beginning of the year, he said, if anyone's caught for using steroids, then they should be suspended for 1 year.
Wow.
So maybe he'll self-impose a suspension. I seriously doubt it. But, I mean, the Major League Baseball could use that against him.
All right, but it's a hot pennant race between the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Indeed,
I doubt
indeed.
Anyone will want to derail that. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.